What's up, everyone? I'm Maximum Mike, and you're listening to Rock for Rookies. Welcome back to Rock for Rookies. I am Maximum Mike, and today is November 16th, 2008. We have a fantastic show coming for you guys, but first off, I sort of want to complain about the fact that I haven't gotten any videos for the video competition, so either nobody wants a Rock for Rookies shirt, or you guys are going to do what you did for the request show and wait for the last day to submit everything. But if you guys do that, then no one's going to have any time to vote on who's got the best video. Come on, everyone. Let's start things off right. I've spoken about this album for weeks now. This is AC/DC's Black Ice, which I just picked up, and this is the song, Skies on Fire.
Back up, yeah.
They still got it. They still got it, and you cannot deny it. So that was Skies on Fire off of Black Ice. Now, we have a great show for you. We have a lot of new music, like old bands with new albums out, and we have a whole bunch of bands that I've never played before. We're going to hear from Nickelback, 36 Crazy Fist, Medina Lake, Kill Hannah, some Serge Tankian. Snot is back on the playlist, which you gotta give it up for Snot. So let's start off right now. Hinder have a new album out. It's called Take It to the Limit. It just came out, and I have one of the singles off of it. It's called Up All Night.
To my place, gotta get a taste. Couple shots at the bar, we were wasted. Now she's all in, the room is spinning. Probably shouldn't have shot that Jameson. Here we go again, she's a perfect 10. Just tell me how it was in the morning. The night's far from over, and I'm far from sober, but she's a good friend. I'm sober that I'll have to sleep through my hangover. Hey, we're going all night. Hey, and my attention when she walked in, turning heads with a tiny skirt and sassy grin. She's a blonde one, they say the more fun. I let you know when the sexy dirty deed is done. The night's far from over, and I'm far from sober, but she's looking for.
Mesmerize me all the time. this can't last forever. Raise a glass together. Doesn't get much better. You're better than
this can't last forever. Raise a glass together. Doesn't get much better. You're better than this can't last forever. Raise a glass together. Doesn't get much better. You're better than this can't last forever. Raise a glass together. Doesn't get much better. You're better than this can't last forever. Raise a glass together. Doesn't get much better. You're better than this.
Weekends up all the warriors.
So after Hinder, we heard the band Kill Hannah, alternative rock band from Chicago. Yes, the name of the band simply was the lead singer was dating a girl called Hannah, and they broke up right before he named the band. Hence, Kill Hannah. Whippity-doo, very original. Now, they were just on a tour in Europe called Hope for the Hopeless, and their bus caught on fire, and everything got burnt up. So, is that irony? I think it is, that your bus, you know, stopped with the hoping. I don't know where I'm going with this. Afterwards, we heard a change of pace in the song Weekend Warrior, quirky pop-punk band. Here's something very interesting about pop-punk bands. So, we all know the Backstreet Boys, right? They are considered boy bands. So, apparently, nowadays, bands like A Change of Pace are considered boy bands. All the new pop punk bands, all the emos, and they're really fun, and they all sing together, and they do the oohs and ahs. They're actually considered, in some cases, the new boy bands, like NU, like nu metal. This is new boy bands. It's really sad for the pop punkers. Alright guys, I'm very happy. This next song is off of Illusions of Progress, the new album of Stained from this year, and the song is Lost Along the Way.
that concentrated gaze you gave your eyes. I've never looked at this deep into myself. Wow, I'm pretty good, but I'm only human, and again I could be. Wow, I could be, wow, I could be, wow, I could be, wow, I could be. Sometimes I'm wrong, I never felt this way about anything. I am a beast, I'm pretty sure that there is no cure, but then again I could be.
Wow, I could be wrong, I could be wrong, I could be wrong, I could be.
Thank you.
Here's what I have to say about Staind. That's what we started off with. They've come a long way since they started off being pushed by Limp Bizkit. I mean, they've really come into their own, and now they're, like, people know that they're a serious, serious rock band, even though I'm pretty sure at some point along the way people are like, listen, man, your slow ballady songs are the best, and why don't you just make, like, a whole album of those, which is pretty much what Illusions of Progress was. Now, after that, we heard from Foxy Shazam and the song The French Passion of Animality Opera. Good name for a song. It's off of the album Flamingo Trigger, which was their first album. We've played them before, and you know what? They're just a weird band. They're from Cincinnati, Ohio, if that means anything to anyone out there. Now, after that, we heard from Kansas and the song Dust in the Wind. Most of you know the song Dust in the Wind. It's one of the most famous classic rock songs of all time. Came out in 1977. It was Kansas's only top 100 hit, and has since then been one of the most played classic rock songs. A lot of you hopefully remember in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure when Socrates said to Ted, he's like, "We are all dust in the wind, dude." Well, reference to that song, in case you didn't get it. Alright guys, let's kick it right back in. You know what I've noticed? We're doing a lot of hard stuff this show. Well, I've noticed because I know what we're going to be playing for the rest of the show. So one more time with the heavy, let's go with Saliva and the song Survival of the Sickest.
1, 2, 3. One hand is on the Bible and the other's in shit. But right now, Dirty little secret. Who has to
So the Saliva song was off the album Survival of the Sickest. Convenient that that's the song that I played. Now, after that, we heard from the Pink Spiders, a pop rock band formed in 2003. All their stuff actually sounds a bit punky-ish to me. I mean, the song was called Going Steady, for God's sake, and I mean, they just have that whole attitude, but they don't do punk music. There's just something missing that makes it punk. Now, after that, or what we just heard, was the All-American Rejects and the song Dirty Little Secret from the second album, Move Along, or Move On, don't remember. Now, the All-American Rejects are considered pop-punk, but they're a bit harder. Like, they lean more towards the punk rock, but nonetheless, they're still considered pop-punk. They're very, like, you can just distinguish them. I don't know, maybe it's the lead singer's voice, or there's something about the All-American Rejects. You can always pick them out, and they're a fantastic band. We just heard the song Dirty Little Secret by them. So that's it for the playlist for part one. So we are going to, obviously, as usual, end off with Metallica. So I've wanted to play this song for a while, and it only just occurred to me recently that I haven't played it yet. This is off the album Reload, and the song is The Memory Remains.
Fortune, babe, mirror, vain, gone insane, but the memory remains. Heavy rings on fingers wave, another star denies the rain. See the nowhere crowd.
Yeah.
So that was The Memory Remains off the album Reload from 1997. Now, actually, this album got really good reviews from Rolling Stone and Entertainment Weekly and Musician Magazine. Everyone was just, you know, this greasy driving full of fat grooves, lyrics, and rhythmic hooks. Sonic curveballs captures one of rock's greatest bands at its peak. Now, I can't say that I actually agree that it's Metallica at its peak, but it's definitely Metallica at its peak of its bluesy rock influence of the 90s. And Memory Remains, I think, is possibly one of their best songs from that era. So that was a good way to end off part one, which means I'll see you in part two. Bienvenue à la partie 2, si dessous est la nouvelle chanson de Nickelback. So that was Nickelback and the new song, Burn It to the Ground, possibly one of the best tracks on the album, which is not out yet. It's coming out November 18th. I didn't realize that. Yeah, so it's a fantastic album, pure Nickelback, so if you're a fan, then you'll be very, very happy about it. If you're not, then I think this is the album for you guys to check out. But with that out of the way, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and welcome to the news. First up, something we've always wanted to do actually happened. A man in Wisconsin apparently became so upset at a lackluster karaoke performance of a heavy metal song by Dio that he jumped onto the stage and began to strangle the guy singing. Now, there's a man who takes his metal seriously. The guy who leaked the first 9 tracks of the Chinese Democracy album by Guns N' Roses is going to walk. He's not getting any jail time, so good for all of us, all those downloaders. Also, the new Led Zeppelin band, which is everyone but Robert Plant, is not going to be called Led Zeppelin. Apparently, they're just going to give the band a brand new name, but it's still going to be considered a Led Zeppelin tour. Secondly, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins. This dude, apparently, his shows have been sucking so badly that an entire audience literally just walked out on him, and one guy was got up on stage, because Billy Corgan's like, "What's your problem?" So he got up on stage and said, "This show fucking sucked, man." And that's what he did, and then Billy Corgan cursed him out and is now in a huge buttload of trouble. Recently, in Brazil, Annette Olsen, the lead singer of Nightwish, was in the middle of a song when she burst out crying and left the stage, and at that point the show was cut short. Apparently she's been going through issues. If you want to see that, it's all over YouTube. This one's actually for all you pop fans, and specifically George Michael fans, so Johnny, listen up. George Michael plans on making a $2 million gold and diamond statue of himself, because some guy been making them in England, some guy named Laban Rooms, and he's been selling whole bust, you know, heads of super famous people, so George Michael wants one of himself. Totally normal. Also, guys, keep a lookout on your watch back to Guns N' Roses. About a week and a half, the new album is coming out. Very, very cool. Chinese Democracy, only 16 years in the making. Also, I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. Paul Di'Anno, the original singer of Iron Maiden, put out this new album, was about to go on tour, and he was, you know, pimping the tour all over the place. He's been denied visas to enter the United States like 3 times already, so the tour is currently on hold. And finally, in the news, 2 things. First of all, Red Hot Chili Peppers, they have a TV show on HBO, which is going to be based on them. Apparently, Anthony Kiedis is going to be in it. It's going to be his story. It's going to be called Scar Tissue. And secondly, and this is, I also think, is really cool, Billy Joel and Elton John will reprise their wildly successful co-headlining concerts beginning in March of next year. So, whoopity-doo for the rock news. It's a lot of good stuff this week. And it's time to move on back to the music. So that was brought to you by Anti-Music and RockForRookies.com. Let's move on to a fantastically weird indie band called The Vampire Weekend. And this is the song A-Punk.
Thank you.
So after indie band The Vampire Weekend, we heard from the band Snot, one of my favorite new metal bands right now. I really love saying the name, because my current plan is to get a black t-shirt with white lettering, huge letters that says Snot on it, because I think it's a great conversation piece. We heard the song Deadfall. Now, after them, I played Scandinavian power metal band In Flames, so after hearing them, you would think that Snot was more of a pop-punk style band, and, you know, just in comparison, they sort of are. In Flames, melodic power metal, they were one of the top four bands that began Scandinavian heavy metal. We heard the song Take This Life. That was a request by Marnina Herman. She's like, you don't play enough crazy, freakish black metal, so In Flames was for you, baby. Now, several other people actually requested song this week. J-Man actually requested Rob Zombie, which I'm dying to play, but a whole bunch of stuff got totally screwed up on my computer, and you're just going to have to wait another week to hear Rob Zombie and the song Dragula, but I'm definitely going to play it for you. Someone else requested some stuff, but as I said, computer messed up. So we are moving on to 36 Crazy Fists. It's off the album Snow-Capped Romance, and this is the song At the End of August.
Let's go.
So that was it. We just heard Medina Lake, Here I Stand. That was a request, actually, by Noam Langa. He's like, dude, you know, you've been playing all this crazy stuff. And actually, he introduced me to 36 Crazy Fist, so I thought it was fitting that I put Medina Lake right after that, because that was his request for the week. And I actually found that before my computer went, woohoo. So that was the song, Here I Stand. Now, Medina Lake sort of remind me of Lost Prophets, except the guy has a much worse haircut. It looks like he's got a whole platinum blonde mullet going on. And you know what? That can just not be forgiven. No, you can't forgive for the mullet. Anyway, I've sort of been in a system of a mood. I've been in a system of a down mood. So, but instead of playing them, I'm going to play what they've become. So first up, Serj Tankian, and then Scars on Broadway.
To cradle the sound, living in remorse. Sky is over. Don't you want to hold me, baby? Disappointed, going crazy. Even though we can't afford the sky is over. Even though we can't afford the sky is over. I don't wanna see you go, the sky is over.
So we just heard from Serge Tankian and Scars on Broadway, made up of all the members, pretty much, of System of a Down. Now, Serge, we've heard from several times, and we're going to continue hearing from him. I'm not so sure about Scars on Broadway, though. It's not that they're not a good band, and they are, because, you know, John is the drummer, and Damon, whatever his name is the lead singer and guitarist, and they're a fantastic band, but they had one tour that they had to do in North America, and they canceled it because Damon said that his heart wasn't in it, which means that I don't think we should expect a lot more from Scars on Broadway. If you enjoyed the one album that they put out, fantastic. We heard the song They Say, by the way, which was basically the first single that they released, and their other stuff is also really good. We also heard The Sky's Over by Serge, if you guys are writing this stuff down, or if you want to pick it out of the internet yourself. Anyway, well, that's it for the regular playlist, and it's time for the salute. And this salute wasn't really hard to decide, because I knew I was going to do it eventually. It was one of the bands that a lot of people argued over on whether or not I should have saluted them during my 90s show. So I'm very happy to do it, and I have a special guest star to come in and talk about it, because I figure that the salute is always better when you have a real fan of the band. And I'm not the biggest fan of this band that I'm about to play. You know how I like to say it. So I'm not the biggest fan, but Johnny is. So here's Johnny, and he's going to salute Pearl Jam.
Welcome to a special tribute of Pearl Jam. I am Johnny. You might remember me from such electronic music shows as Electronic Voyage, and, well, that's all, I guess. But I'm thrilled to bring you today a tribute to the band Pearl Jam, culled from the ashes of the band Mother Love Bone, who found themselves without a lead singer after vocalist Andrew Wood died of a drug overdose in 1990. Stone Gossard and bassist Jeff Ament brought in Mike McCready from lead guitar and Matt Cameron on drums, Matt Cameron who had been in Soundgarden. They found a 25-year-old San Diego surfer named Eddie Vedder, who overdubbed vocals and original lyrics and then was invited to join the band. The band at the time was called Mookie Blaylock, after the famous Seattle basketball player. Mookie Blaylock, that's a Chuck Foreman. Anyway, their debut album, 10, was a tremendous success for its stripped-down style and its grungy, fuzzy guitar sound, but it was also very melodic. The first song we're going to hear from them is off of that album. Here is Pearl Jam with Evenflow. We'll be right back. Versus, the follow-up to 10, was a bit of a departure for the band in the sense that they didn't release any singles or any videos for the album, and not only that, the cover and the packaging itself does not feature the title of the album anywhere. You can sort of start to see how the band took to stardom in this sort of like eccentric, anti-establishment way, and from that you can see how their eventual battle with Ticketmaster came about. Famously, in the 90s, they feuded with Ticketmaster for the steep prices of tickets and decided to go on tour without Ticketmaster. But the problem was without using Ticketmaster to sell their tickets, they were unable to go to a lot of the venues that they went to before. They were playing like county fairs and state campgrounds and stuff like that because Ticketmaster was banning them from being able to play in all these other places. Showing you how not only does Pearl Jam have a great sound, but they also really, really rock. Here off of Versus is Dissident. Vitalogy, Pearl Jam's third album, was the closest they would ever get to making a concept album, featured a lot of themes of life and death, and we're going to play a song from that album, but before that I'd like to discuss very quickly Pearl Jam's influence on music in general. Obviously the voice of singer Eddie Vedder is something that has been imitated by countless singers, most notably Scott Stapp of Creed, and that guy Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, but I don't really want to talk about them. And it's interesting to note that of all the grunge bands, the only band that has actually lasted this long is Pearl Jam, and perhaps that's because Pearl Jam's influences ranged so much wider from just the whole fuzzy guitar sound. They're very much influenced by Led Zeppelin, The Who, and of course, Ian Curtis's band, Joy Division, who maybe someday you guys will hear a little bit more about. Their ability to adapt, even though the style of music that they play is no longer in vogue, just shows how talented they are and how skilled they are in making music, and in making music that appeals to a very wide audience, because, you know what, in some ways, my parents have been able to listen to Pearl Jam, and obviously, you know, I think they're a great band. So, here is the last song of the Pearl Jam tribute, Not For You.
Yeah!
So that was the song Not For You off the album Vitalogy, and fantastic salute. Thank you very, very much, Johnny. Just so you guys know, basically Pearl Jam are back in the studios. They're working on their 9th studio album, which is in its very infant stages, according to the members of the band. They have like a couple of ideas that really need to be worked on, and they just performed at the Bonnaroo Music Festival, and they're on a 12-date tour of the Eastern United States right now, and they also just put out a DVD right for election time about their last election tour called Vote for Change Tour that they did back in 2004. So, Pearl Jam, fantastic band. I'm not the biggest fan in the world, but they definitely deserved this salute. So, Pearl Jam. Well, that's all the time we have for this November 16th, 2008. Johnny, thank you very much for being our salute master for Pearl Jam. It was a fantastic show, and I hope to see you guys next week. And seriously, are we going to see any more entries from you people? I really hope so. To quote the Joker, why so serious? Come on, guys, make a video, have some fun, get it out there, give people a laugh, let people vote, win some t-shirts. It's going to be awesome. I'm Maximum Mike. This has been Rock for Rookies. Peace.